Hey there, welcome to the Spring Break Free. Remember, all month long, you can get reflection questions at comparedtowho.me that go right along with this content, or just look in the show notes for the direct link. I hope you'll be following along every day throughout the rest of this month and into early May so you can get free from body image issues before summer comes. I can't wait to hear what God does in your life through this series. Enjoy today's episode.
Hey, it's Heather Creekmore. You're watching day 5 of the Spring Break Free. And today I just want to continue to tell you my story. Yesterday I told you a little bit about how early on my body image issues started out and how they stayed with me through college. Once I got out of college, I went to work in Washington, D.C. I worked on Capitol Hill in politics. And I had a great job. It was a lot of fun. In some ways, it was a dream of mine to be that involved in politics, right in the center of where everything was happening. But honestly, y'all, in my head, I couldn't enjoy it because I was so consumed with this battle with my body. I joined Weight Watchers and tried pretty much every new fitness and diet program that was out there. I was trying it. I had nothing to lose. And like most dieters, I always assumed that the next diet would be the one that would finally work forever and ever and set me free. And it stayed that way until someone offered me cookies or brownies and I blew the diet and then I needed to start over and find a new one because obviously that one was inferior. But when I was working in Washington, D.C., a gym opened around the corner from where I lived on Capitol Hill. And they had this membership for people who worked on Capitol Hill like me. Now, let me just clue you in. Capitol Hill staffers make like dirt. They made no money at all. So I was pretty much poor and a gym membership was just not going to be affordable for me. But they made this special membership for Capitol Hill staffers where you could go after 9 o'clock at night. So at 9 o'clock every night, I would run around the corner of the gym and I would run there, not for extra exercise. I would run there because I was scared for my life. Come on, people, it's downtown Washington, D.C. after dark. So I'd run to the gym and I'd get there. And after doing this for a couple months, I noticed that there were these people there that I was certain didn't have body image issues. They were people that had these cool like headset mics and they had like instructor written on their shirt. And at that moment in my life, I was probably 22, 23 years old. And I remember thinking, if I could just be like one of them, then I'd solve this thing. Then I'd be free. Then my body image issues would be cured forever. If I could be the person at the front of the room teaching the aerobics class, then I would know that I had arrived. Then I would know that I would no longer have to struggle. But sadly, friends, it didn't quite work out that way. In fact, I passed the test to become a fitness instructor when I was in my mid-20s and started teaching my mid to late 20s. And my struggle stayed. I mean, I was at the front of the class showing everyone what kickboxing moves to do and thinking to myself that the women in the front row were in a lot better shape than I was. And I was still compulsively worrying about the way I looked. Now, if you saw pictures of me, you'd be like, you were thin and in great shape. You had nothing to worry about. But again, it's like I said in day 2 of this, body image issues have nothing to do with what you actually look like on the outside. And if you want to change your body and think that that's going to fix your body image issues, it's just not true. My body had changed. I did look different. I did meet that quote unquote standard that I thought would set me free, and it didn't. It didn't make a difference at all. And even having the title of fitness instructor and the cute headset mic and being able to wear little spandex shorts, I don't recommend that, but being able to wear little spandex shorts at the gym, I did all that and it still didn't work. Anyway, I'll tell you the rest of my story over the next couple of days. If you've missed any of the Spring Break Free, I hope you'll catch up at comparedtowho.me.
Hey, Heather here. If you are loving what you hear on this podcast, but feel like you could use just a little bit more help in getting free from body image and comparison issues, I have an idea for you. Let's work together. There are several different ways you can do this. You can join our Refocus online group. It's happening on my website a few times a year. Or you can sign up for group or individual coaching. I love helping women find freedom. Our time together won't be about your food or your exercise habits necessarily. Instead, we'll dig into what's really going on in your heart. Almost all the issues we struggle with in life have a spiritual root, and that's what I want to help you uncover. Go to comparedtowho.me and look for the coaching tab to find out more. Hey, friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.